This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Take your breath away, part of the impeachment trial today as the prosecution or the House managers presented their case against the former president, Donald Trump. Winter weather and people stranded on an island who ate rats for survival. Wow, the craziest story. Some of what we're going to dive into here, plus Matt Goss will join us this hour. He has an incredible history in the music business and still churning and burning with a new podcast, a new album about to drop. The youngest artist to sell out and headline the world-famous Wembley Stadium. He performed to a crowd of more than 77,000 fans. He's got millions of fans around the world. He's had albums that have gone platinum. He's had eight top five hits, and just crazy what Matt Goss has done, and sold more than 16 million records worldwide, and got to number one in 22 different countries. So excited to talk to him and lighten the mood a little bit. It's Valentine's Day almost, and he's got he's a crooner who's got some really, really interesting songs that just kind of take you away. Well, we went in a different direction when it comes to the impeachment trial, and that's where we're starting. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for popping on with us across the nation and overseas as well. I know we have a lot of fans in the UK, Australia, New Zealand. Thanks. You fill up the mail bag, every single day. So the House impeachment managers, you'll hear what Jamie Raskin had to say coming up on the show, but the House impeachment managers, you know, preceded their arguments for convicting the former president on the charge of inciting the Capitol riot with some unreal video. I mean, seriously, this is video. I said this the other day. These are angles and insights into what it must have felt like to be there on the inside that we really haven't seen before. The hunt for Nancy Pelosi, where they're screaming, "Nancy, where are you?" And it really is chilling video. So the prosecutors had 8 hours on Wednesday to present their case for conviction, arguing that the former president's actions and statements in the weeks and months preceding the January 6th riot laid the groundwork for inciting the violence. They've got another 8 hours on Thursday to make their case, and then the former president's legal team has an equal amount of time in the following days to defend President Donald Trump. So I guess some of the key takeaways from it, again, as we knew, it was going to be about the video and the things that you didn't necessarily see, the different angles, the just really hauntingly scary chillingness. I can't even come up with the great words to describe it. I was telling someone this today that I was talking to in Washington. But when they announced that they were finished with the arguments for the day, Senator Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, rose to object to the use of comments attributed to him about a phone call Trump made to him on the day of the riot. He wanted that to be stricken from the record, and wanted it strictly to be focused on what was happening at the moment. But of course the House managers didn't want that to happen, because Trump called Lee while trying to reach Senator Tommy Tuberville, as was first reported by one of the networks. In the call, the president reportedly told Tuberville to do more, to object to the electoral votes. And so that was part of what happened during that day on January 6th. So it does still come down to the one thing. No matter if the video upsets those that are there watching it for those 8 hours, no matter what the presentation of the case is, ultimately it comes down to votes. Like Senator Lisa Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, said, "I'm angry, I'm disturbed, I'm sad. We lived it once and that was awful, and we're now reliving it with a more comprehensive timeline. The evidence that's been presented thus far has been pretty damning." Murkowski and Senator Romney were among the six senators who voted that the trial was constitutional, rejecting Trump's defense team's argument, saying that it wasn't. But that's history. In the making is you have to have the numbers. The prosecutors would have to convince 17 Republicans to convict the former president on the one article of impeachment. And will that happen? Inciting the insurrection. During a break, even Senator Susan Collins from Maine said the manager's case was riveting. It reinforces my belief that it was a terrible day for our country. She doesn't say what she's doing, though. Senator Bill Cassidy, who was shocking the other day, the Republican from Louisiana, the one surprise Republican vote on Tuesday to continue the trial, said the manager's presentation was very powerful. And, I mean, great, they can say all those words, but I come back to the same thing. It doesn't add up to a hill of beans in the vote category if they can't get the 17, and that's part of this process. Senator Lindsey Graham had a much different view of it. The Republican from South Carolina, certainly an ally to former President Donald Trump, said he thought the impeachment manager's presentation was hypocritical. He said, "I think there are more votes for acquittal after today than there was yesterday." So as the prosecutors lay the groundwork for the violent attack, the lawyers for the president are listening, taking notes, and getting ready for their own version of why is this happening and should this stand, etc. One of the things that did come out was there was conversation about the Trump campaign spending $50 million in ads to drum home the message that they had to stop the steal and convincing his supporters that the election had been rigged in favor of now President Joe Biden. But that stopped, of course, after January 6th. And that the reason for that was to say, okay, this was brewing for a long time. It wasn't just that day. And they picked apart Trump's 11,000-word speech that lasted about 40 minutes and said he only used the word peacefully once, but used fight or fighting 20 times, including one line where he said his supporters needed to fight like hell to save our democracy. And, of course, we've seen that many, many, many times. So we're going to go through this for the rest of this week and probably the beginning of next week. And then ultimately there will be a vote. And unless something different happens with the Republicans, I cannot see, once again, and I can't emphasize this enough, that there will be the 17 votes. On the COVID front, because I say this show is about what affects you and I in our backyards, 471,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. That's out of 27.3 million cases. Since we have people listening to us worldwide, we're with you on this. Oh, we are with you. 471,000 total deaths across the board in the United States, like I said, but worldwide, 2.35 million. Woo! Meet you on the flip side.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Yeah, that's what it felt like all day long for me. I don't know about the rest of you, but I think most of us are being wrapped up in this cold air. It's crazy, and I guess I am a wuss, or whatever word you want to use, because I'm not used to temperatures where it's 28 degrees. 28 degrees. You know, I grew up outside of Philly, and it got cold in Philly sometimes, but it's been a long time since I've been in that kind of weather. I've lived in Vegas, California, Albuquerque, places where it tends to be a little bit warmer. So, I feel you. Got to bundle up. And some of you complained about the weather, and that's why I started there. Once again, if you want to flip me your thoughts, you can do that by sending them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. This one from Manny, who's listening to us in Palm Springs on our great affiliate KKGX 920 AM. And Manny says, hey, Kate Delaney, I bet you wish you made that trip to Palm Springs. Our temps here have been pretty decent, I have to say. Certainly not some of the weather that you're seeing back east and in the Midwest. And you were talking about wind chill the other day, something like 20 below. That's just inhumane. I can't imagine. I have a golden retriever like you, and at least when we walk, we don't have to wear foofy sweaters on our animals and on ourselves, right? No, Guinness, I don't know that he would wear a sweater. He's like a he like bucks too much or something. You know, he wants to run, you let him loose. But even when you first start to walk him, I don't know, Manny, that he would do the sweater thing anyway. So yes, I do not like the cold weather anymore, I guess. For a little bit to just go somewhere, if I was like skiing or something, then it's okay. But like I said, I'm not used to that kind of weather either. It's very, very strange. All right, boy, you're right about Palm Springs. You must be listening to me for a long time because I always go to Palm Springs. I love Palm Springs. And when the pandemic hit a year ago, I was going to spend a week in Los Angeles, then it was going to be a week in Palm Springs. So I missed a lot of people because I didn't get a chance to do that. I think we all have those stories. Thank goodness, though, like Joe says, Joe, who is also listening to us. Wow, this is the night for Palm Springs. He's also listening to us in Palm Springs, same fabulous station, 920 a.m. And Joe says, Kate, is it true what I heard? 1 in 3 Americans know somebody who died of the virus. I know you roll through the numbers from John Hopkins, but wow, that tells you something, doesn't it? Yeah, it tells you that herd immunity isn't easy to achieve. And I believe it because I've mentioned the people that I know who have lost people and the handful of people I know that have lost their life to COVID-19. So, you know, that's why the big push is on for this wearing a tight-fitting mask or a double mask, because they're saying it's like 90% more, 95% more effective, the CDC is saying it, when you wear the mask that's tight. And if, you know, if somebody's around you and you're exposed to potentially to COVID, this can help. I mean, the White House also announced, by the way, that there are 3 new mass vaccination sites at sports stadiums in Texas that could deliver 10,000 shots a day. Dallas, Arlington, and Houston, and that's local health officials are going to support that, and obviously, and federal troops will be there too. So this is big because this is days after the NFL crowned the champion, which the Super Bowl winners were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but they said they were working with public health officials to allow the use of stadiums, and that does make a big difference. I think you could get more people in and out, with my experience of having been to all the major sports stadiums. So, yes, 1 in 3 Americans say they definitely or probably won't get the COVID-19 vaccine. That on the heels of the study that showed 1 in 3 know somebody who has had COVID-19. Yikes. All right, let's go to this one from Jack. And Jack says, hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show now, since probably mid last year. A buddy of mine told me about you, told me about the fact that he used to listen to you on WFAN in New York. So bravo for that. You must have covered the Giants and all the New York teams when you were there, and we're listening to you on 1490 AM in Stamford, and I noticed that you'll say things about Connecticut and having played golf in Connecticut and spent some time in Connecticut, so yay, shout out to that. We are getting miserable weather, but we're used to it. We're used to, you know, this is winter and it's going to be colder. We're just not used to some of the snow accumulations. You know, when you're getting a dusting here and there or an inch here and there, it's a lot different than some of what's been dumped on us. And we're right in the middle of that path. And I think they say it's a 1,500-mile path. It is, because you're including Texas in that. Tens of millions of people are in that winter storm area, right? Some of the worst weather that's coming later this week are going to be, it's going to be in Arkansas. So think about that. You don't have to worry about Connecticut, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Kentucky because the ice storm. I hate ice. Ice accumulation, a half inch or more in some places. To me, that's the worst. Ever drive on ice? You know, you think it's okay. You're just grabbing onto that wheel, or you hit a black ice patch. That happened to me in New York. If you've never experienced this, I was going over, it was the Triborough Bridge. And I was going over it, I got over it, and then it was so slick, and there was potholes, and I didn't see the pothole, and bam, into this big pothole. It was awful. And that's ice, man. Ice storms, they also knock down power lines, you know that, and so it gets pretty hazardous. and unfortunately, it sometimes leads to lots and lots of accidents. So watch out in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Paducah, Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky. I think I looked at the weather before I jumped on, and it seems like those places are really going to get smashed in half with all of that. All right, this one is from Doug, and Doug says, Kate, I know it's early to ask this question, but I was wondering, what do you think will happen next year? Who are your favorites to be there for the Super Bowl? Yeah, do you think it's early to ask that question? Because we know that some of the same players aren't going to be on some of the same teams. And I wish, let me grab it. Here it is. Let me get my magic eight ball and shake it. Ask again later. I don't know why. It's saying ask again later. I mean, the big question is, and it is every year, look, Kansas City got back to the Super Bowl, and then Pat Mahomes had a miserable performance, and the Tampa Bay defense was amazing. So they didn't repeat. It's tough to repeat. So the question becomes, the same players are coming back to Tampa Bay. Does Tampa Bay get back in? Because you always ask that. Does Tampa Bay get back into the Super Bowl? And the answer is still, ask again later. Imagine that. Wow. I go to this one because it's relatable to sports too as well. And this one's from Devin. Kate, I think that we live in the same city. When you talk about the satellite facility, I think you're talking about DFW. So I'm sure you know Mark Cuban, and I'm sure you've been to many, many Maverick games and covered them. What do you think about the fact that they weren't playing the national anthem and that it kind of went unnoticed for some reason, and now the NBA is telling the Mavericks that they have to play the national anthem, and Mark Cuban is saying that they will do that, that they didn't announce the change, but they hadn't been playing it in any of the preseason games or regular season games. Why did they do that? Great question, and all of a sudden he's getting some heat for that. But they played the national anthem in their tight game against Atlanta that they won on Wednesday, or that they lost, rather. No, they won. They won by a point, because I was watching that thing. They won by a point against Atlanta. They did play the national anthem, and he said the reason is he stopped playing it because they were meeting with people in the community and trying to bring people together, and some people in the community were telling them that it didn't represent them, that it the anthem didn't fully represent their voices, and their voices weren't being heard. So they had a lot of conversations about whether they should play the anthem or not, and they decided during the first preseason game to not play it and see what the response was. So how about that? But it's back now, and he said, yes, we're playing the anthem, and that's it. And I think he's just moving forward with it. All right, Matt Goss is in the wings. Can't wait to talk to him. I mentioned some things about him. Incredible singer, and he's got a lot of new things happening with a podcast, a new album, all kinds of great stuff. Stay with us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced new sanctions Wednesday on the military regime in Myanmar. The military staged a coup, retook power in the country, and arrested a number of senior elected officials earlier this month, citing fraud in last November's election as the reasons for taking over. The sanctions will keep the generals from accessing $1 billion worth of the country's assets held in the United States, with more expected unless the military hands power back to the civilian government.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
This is USA Radio News. One Democratic senator is calling on President Biden to reverse one of his early executive orders. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
After President Biden destroyed thousands of jobs within minutes of his presidency with the stroke of a pen, Senator Joe Manchin, the Democrat from West Virginia, is urging President Biden to reverse course on the Keystone XL pipeline. In a new letter to the president sent Tuesday, Manchin argued that the pipeline is the safest mode to transport our oil and natural gas resources and support American union jobs. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the World Health Organization says they found evidence that there may have been COVID cases more than 2 months before the virus's emergence was first reported. The WHO report says about 90 people were hospitalized in central China with coronavirus symptoms about 2 months before China reported its first case of COVID in December 2019. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's not too late.
Headline the world famous Wembley Stadium. I mentioned this before because you know I'm a numbers person. He performed to a crowd of more than 77,000 fans. I mean, his resume would blow you away with all kinds of eye-popping numbers and chart toppers. There's no question about that. And in January, he even launched his first ever podcast worldwide. I know we got tons of people listening to us in the UK. It's top three in the UK. And then it went to top 10 in 32 countries after only three episodes. And what's really exciting is the news that he's returning to pop rock music, and he's been working on his new album diligently for the last 6 months. Pretty exciting. And the people that are working on this with him, big, big, big names that have produced some incredible work in the past with some big name artists too as well. So without further ado, he's in our virtual green room. Matt Goss, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, Kate. It's lovely to see you. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, we had to dive right into this album first. What's that been like working on the album, and how excited are you for this to drop?
First of all, I'm excited about music, being back in love with music, because at the beginning of COVID, I really found myself disengaged from music and more interested in the human condition. That's why I started my live Instagrams and actually connecting with my fans and their families. In a different way. So I'm really happy to be back in love with music, but it took a good 6 months. I completely detached from music, but I think it's the album of my life and so far, and I'm super excited about it. I've gone back to commercial radio and commercial writing, so I'm very, very excited about it.
Yeah, and it's exciting some of the people that have worked on this with you, too. I mean, these are writers, co-writers, producers, mixers, etc., that have worked with the likes of Bruno Mars and Katy Perry and Madonna and U2. So, you know, that's all part of the mix, and you know that as an artist. And since you like to connect with people, what's it like to work with some of the biggest in the business?
I think it's so different to when I first started to write music. You used to be able to write a song that would be able to be 4 minutes long, 4.5 minutes long, and it went down to 3.5 minutes. And now we're at about 3 minutes a song. So the challenge for me is to actually be able to write a commercial record that I can live with lyrically, melodically, that actually connects with an emotional intelligence. So, you know, I've got to go out around the world and promote that. So for me, I want to write music that still moves you emotionally. So that's the challenge, to try and cram that story within to a 3 minute 20 like universe. It's very, very difficult, but I've had a real good time doing it.
How do you know when you've nailed it? How do you know when hours and hours of working with other people, yourself, etc., and you have had to really, as you said, drill it down to a much shorter amount of minutes than you were comfortable with in the past? How do you know you nailed it?
I think first and foremost, you have to be prepared to undress your soul, emotionally be naked, and otherwise you can't expect your audience to come with you. If you don't tell the truth and you're not being honest about your life and all the minutiae that goes into the intricacies of relationships and your life, then you can't expect the audience to come with you. So I think when you find a story and a melody that encapsulates the experience of what you're going through into contemporary melody and contemporary beats, I think it's just a feeling you have. I've had a few number one records in my day, and you have this certain feeling. Well, I do. I get a certain feeling when I've got, that's a number one record. So I've had a few of those things. We have 10 songs on the album, and 9, I would be okay with any of those 9 being the first single.
Yeah. I mentioned about Wembley Stadium. What was that? Take us back to that feeling. I mean, you know this, Matt. People say all the time, like, oh, if you could be anything, what would it be? You know how many people say rock star, singer, crooner, have millions of adoring fans? And you have that. What was that like, that moment that you stepped on to the stage at that stadium?
There's a couple of moments that I call it the hit. So you come out and an energy-based person, so I really enjoy people's energy. But when you come out and you get 77 people at simultaneously having that outburst of emotion, you feel this literal wave of energy hit you in your chest. It's an indescribable feeling. My saxophone player, I remember Jim, I looked at him and I kind of had to snap my fingers. I'm like, Jim, play the part, because his mouth was open. I'm like, you've got to play. And it was just a beautiful feeling. If anyone's listening, it's, if you watch Bohemian Rhapsody, that's the venue, when Freddie comes out. That's the venue that we played. And it was an incredible experience.
And you go from that to lots of other places that you've played, including Las Vegas, and you were just so popular on the Strip. I mean, 10 years. You don't get to do that if you're not at the top of the heap. You don't, because so many people want to play Vegas and want to be able to stay in Vegas and really plant. And you did that. You were even dubbed the new king of Las Vegas. What's it like to play Vegas?
I think that you have to, A, check your ego at the door, because the truth is about Vegas, it's probably the hardest city in the world to play, because there's simply so much choice. So the reality of coming out of, let's say, playing the Royal Albert Hall or Wembley, and then you come to Vegas, you know, one third of your audience has simply read a TripAdvisor review and they're like, okay, entertain me. And it takes you back to that place where that's why you started. And hence, you therefore start to learn your trade. I think Vegas taught me more about entertaining and the composure of entertaining than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I bet. And I lived in Vegas, so I know what you're talking about. You're right. That's what happens. People are looking for something, and they're going to be there with their arms folded, waiting to see what you're going to do for them.
And sometimes wearing flip-flops. And if you do wear flip-flops to my show, I give you a hard time.
That's right. Really, shoes. Wear shoes, please. Hey, I want to mention...
Bro, why are you wearing flip-flops in my show?
I want to mention this because you talked about getting that connection during COVID, and you actually did something wonderful. You recorded a version of If I Ain't Got You, and that was produced by Babyface, and it was released as a fundraiser, and that, of course, resulted in like 50,000 meals being delivered to some key frontline workers. That had to feel good.
Right. I love, to be honest with you, thank you for mentioning that, but I do love philanthropic work. I wrote the national anthem for Susan G. Komen. I lost my mother to cancer, and I'm an honorary captain in the American Army. I do a lot of work for the military, and also I just feel more alive when I have purpose. And during COVID, I just wanted, because I couldn't get my hands dirty and get in there, I just, one of the things that I was hearing, that they just needed food. So we did, we raised with Burger Bites, we helped raise enough money to create enough money for 50,000 meals. And it just gives me purpose and makes me feel like I'm doing more than just singing and entertaining.
So I mentioned your podcast and that it just, you know, top three in the UK, and that was only three episodes, top 10 in 32 countries. And we have people, thousands of people listening to us, by the way, in the UK.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like you, Kate.
I need the accent, though. You have to teach me the accent. But, I mean, seriously, I love the Brits, and the feeling is mutual. So tell me about the podcast.
The podcast really came from a place when I was doing Instagram lives. I would go on my Instagram, which is just my name, Matt Goss, follow me on Instagram, and I would just call four or five people, whether you were fans of mine or not fans of myself, and just I would have a conversation with you. And there was fellas going through depression and mental health issues, and then I really got connected to it. I ended up having 300 guests, over 150 lives. And then so I said, you know, I want to keep this going. So I started my podcast, and we had the former Secretary of Homeland Security from the White House on. We had an incredible conversation with Kate Dalton, also a man called Larry Rubo that is a philanthropist and has built a $16 billion business here in Vegas called Southern Wine, Glacier and Spirits. It's a very profound perspective. And my next guest, which is on Monday, he actually built the Center of Compassion in Stanford University. He's an incredibly interesting human being. And the chief benefactor is His Holiness Dalai Lama. So it's just a way that I can dig into the human condition and also play a song at the end of it, but just mainly conversation. A good interview should really be a conversation.
Oh, I so agree. It is about the conversation. And this has been a great conversation. We can't wait for the album to drop. When is that going to happen?
The plan is late March. Early April, but we are about to do the first video and choose the first single and all that fun stuff. So, you know, it's very exciting. But come and join me on my podcast as well. It'd be nice to have you listen to what we're doing and join us in the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And we want to tell everyone again, it's easy. It's just your name. Go look it up. Jump on that podcast. Terrific guests that you named. And you're really reaching a lot of people with your music and what you're doing with your podcast, too. Matt, it was really a pleasure to meet you. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
And thank you for having me. And God bless to all your listeners.
Absolutely. There's Matt Goss. And we're going to let him play us out.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On this version of the show, we're going to hit the headers, meaning things that are buzzing across the land. Got to be still what's happening in D.C., the impeachment trial, the second one for the former president, this time as a former president, and the fact that you have the prosecution arguments, which is the House managers. That's how this trial is formed, who showed lots and lots of video and talked about that horrific day from their point of view, what they saw on January 6th, and some of the never-before-seen footage that I said, I think, at the top is just chilling and takes your breath away. And it's another day of that, 8 hours. And then the former president's lawyers will have 8 hours, one day, and then the next day, and then ultimately a vote will be taken on that. So there's conversation about that, and obviously about vaccines. I think the biggest buzz is because, you know, just in talking to Matt Goss, what he said, that this, we want to connect to people. And we see that, and we hear that, and we've talked to people who have gone through COVID, and what's happened to them, and what's happened to their family, and the lack of, you know, being able to hug your friends, see your friends, get on a plane and just casually go away for a weekend, all that sort of stuff. I mean, we are COVID weary as a nation, as a world we are. And now more vaccines are starting to roll, more organizations starting to happen, and the optimism is starting to flow. And I talked to an economist today who told me that he's way more optimistic and felt that by midsummer or even end of the summer, we would start to see some of the positive effects of what's happening now as we get closer to the potential of herd immunity. So bravo on that. But for now, worldwide, 2.35 million deaths, 471 of those in the United States. These are numbers from John Hopkins University. And the other thing, of course, that everybody's talking about is the weather, kvetching about the cold temperatures, because it's such a large chunk of the country that are under, in some cases, kind of unusual weather, smashing all kinds of records. You know, that's what weather has in common with sports. Like, you get on an elevator, when we used to get on elevators, and somebody would ask you about the weather, or they'd ask you about the game, and it all surrounded weather, you know, numbers. So negative temperatures, oh, it feels like it's 30 degrees. It was so cold today. I mean, I could see my breath the second I lifted the covers. This was very, very, very strange. So, mic drop moment. I have a couple of them, actually, and one of them is something that infuriates me, and it might infuriate you, too. You'll have to let me know. You know when you get those things, if you have an Apple iPhone, and it seems like it's another iOS update, and you have to do them. Because eventually, if you don't, it messes up your phone. It screws with the features. So I think Apple knows that we're tired of that, or some of us are. So check this out. Apple Maps is going to get real-time traffic reporting with the iOS 14.5 update. The new feature lets users report accidents, hazards, and check this out, speed traps that they see. Yeah, let me say it again. Speed traps. when you're out there tooling around in your routes, so you can notify everybody else. And it currently is available for those with iOS 14.5 beta, which is available, of course, for developers and public beta testers. Are you a beta tester? If you are, you know what I'm talking about. I think it's a big deal, because what you will have happen is drivers or passengers can verbally tell Siri, which I should have told Matt Goss this. My Siri has a British accent, because I'm so used to talking to people in England, I wanted a British voice on my Siri. So Siri can verbally tell Siri there's a crash ahead or there's a speed trap here, and then there's a report button. It shows up on the screen, and users can mark the location of the accident, hazard, or speed check. So that makes it easy, right? You're with somebody, you're in the car, you see it, boom, you just hit the report thing, and that's it. And then that people won't go to that area. They'll find a different way to go, or they'll avoid the speed trap or any of that. I wonder how the police feel about that. Speed trap ahead. And with everybody that has those phones, you know they're going to be all over them. I mean, all over them. You know, this could almost be, in a different way, a mic drop moment. Could you, just think about this for a second. If you had to survive, and this is for real, if you had to survive 33 days on a remote island off Florida, could you do it by eating rats, coconuts, and conch? Because that's what three Cubans did. Three people were stranded for that long, and that's how they survived. A Coast Guard spotted them. They were waving a makeshift flag, and they were waving. There was two men and one woman, and all Cuban nationals, and they were stranded in Aguila Cay, which in the Bahamas, it's just this really tiny speck. If you look it up, tiny speck of land about 155 miles southeast of Key West. And they told the pilot their boat had capsized, and they swam to the island. So the Coast Guard dropped food, water, and a radio, and then the crew responded. I mean, you know, then they sent another crew out, and they had survived by doing those things I said. That's how they made it. And then the helicopter crew that swooped down to get them hoisted the two men and the one woman and transferred them to a medical center, but they had no injuries. So that's, considering that situation, they apparently were in pretty good shape. And they say it was a kind of a complex operation because you had to have crews from different units and do this, all this coordination with the pilots, et cetera. It wasn't just, oh, swoop in the, like it was a movie, swoop in the helicopter, just pick them up, you know? And they got them safely off, and then this is what happens. So for 33 days they're doing that. Where do you think they went next? Did you hear the first part of what I told you? They're Cuban nationals. The three were transferred to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Pompano Beach because they were, that's where they were close to. They were right there in the Bahamas. And, you know, that's the thing. It used to be that people would talk about when you left Cuba and if you could make it on whatever raft or makeshift boat or whatever you had, the idea was you'd get to the beach, swim, and then get on land as fast as you could. Well, obviously that didn't happen for them, but the fact that they survived that way, and, I mean, what were they going to do? They figured it out. But I can't believe it. I mean, I guess I can, but it's like I was saying to the other, who's the Hubs, I don't know. First of all, could we survive together for 33 days on the beach? I guess we are stranded now with COVID, but could, you know, we would think that we have to eat, we have to survive. So I guess the coconuts, that's natural, but and then thinking of what else you could do. But I said to him, well, what about other creatures on the island? I mean, at night you can't see. You don't have. It's not like you have a bunch of flashlights. I doubt it. And, oh, that would be frightening. I mean, what else is on the island? He said, it's a deserted island. There's nothing. I'm thinking there's no feral hogs or anything like that that suddenly are going to appear at night. And he's like, no, what do you think, Bigfoot? It's going to be Bigfoot on this remote island? I don't think so. Yeah. So a couple of things from this hour. One, a big reminder, because you always crush us with the email, and certainly you can always call the show, but thank you for that. So Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, that's what you need to remember, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7, calorie-free, as I like to say. And whatever it is that we're talking about, you can always throw in your two cents on it. I can only imagine that more people will have something to say about Cuban and the national anthem, although, again, the Dallas Mavericks are playing the anthem again, so they decided that they were going to do that. It just, the NBA said, yeah, come on, and they said they were enforcing the league policy so all teams would play the national anthem before games after the Mavericks had decided they wouldn't. So they are back to playing it. See you next time. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.